In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. It's Wednesday today, the 5th of June, 2019. The Church celebrates the Feast of Saint Boniface, Bishop and Martyr. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. May the martyr Saint Boniface be our advocate, O Lord, that we may firmly hold the faith he taught with his lips and sealed in his blood, and confidently profess it by our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 to 38, and the Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. I read from the first reading. Be on your guard for yourselves and for all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you the guardians, to feed the church of God, which he bought with the blood of his own Son. I know quite well that when I have gone, fierce wolves will invade you and will have no mercy on the flock. Even from your own ranks, there will be men coming forward with a travesty of the truth on their lips to induce the disciples to follow them. So be on your guard, remembering how night and day for 3 years I never slackened in counseling each one of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that has power to build you up and to give you your inheritance among all the sanctified. I have never asked anyone for money or clothes. You know for yourselves that these hands of mine earned enough to meet my needs and those of my companions. By every means, I have shown you that we must exert ourselves in this way to support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "There is more happiness in giving than in receiving." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down with them all and prayed. By now, they were all in tears. They put their arms round Paul's neck and kissed him. What saddened them most was his saying they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Chantons au nom du Seigneur. Je vais louer le Seigneur tant que je vis. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Господина, покуд буду, ти окемовать твоего Бога. Аллилуйя!
Аллилуйя! Аллилуйя! Аллилуйя!
Благо нам, оми помочи Бог, оми упади...
Remain true to your faith. Remain true to your faith. Dear friends in Christ, there is a good thing I always realize. It is the sincerity to call our attention to danger wherever there is one. Even those who sell cigarettes still caution you that tobacco is not good for your health. So that if you still decide to smoke, the choice is yours, and the consequence yours to bear. Even those doctors who procure abortions still warn those on whom they are about to carry the act on the risks and the slim chances of life or future dangers. On some medication packs we find written, "Danger, keep out of reach of children." On some gates, entrance to homes, we are cautioned, "Beware, wild dogs," so that you do not get embarrassed. On some buildings or on some objects, it is written, "Danger of death, do not touch." Whoever falls a victim will not be a story of ignorance, but carelessness. So we are always warned wherever there is danger. It is the same with our faith. In today's first reading, Paul is leaving the people. True, to say goodbye is never easy, not after we have shed so much strong emotions and happy moments. The people are in sorrow. They are all in tears. However, Paul's last words to the people is a caution. "Beware. Be on your guard," he tells them. Why? He wants them to be on guard against false teachings and false prophets, some even among their own ranks, who would rise to contradict and unteach the people, thereby spoiling the good work he had done. He tells them to keep the faith and remain true to it. The faith they learned from him. The faith he so tirelessly preached and taught them. Jesus himself had also cautioned, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and will deceive many." Matthew chapter 24, verse 5. In today's gospel, Jesus prays that the Father should keep the people true to his name. For many have fallen away from the truth they received. Beloved, as there are many fake products in the market with different articles, so too Christianity and religion have fake products. We must heed the warning of St. Paul and Jesus to be on our guard against false teachers and doctrines and to remain true to the doctrine we received. Just how many have fallen away and still fall away to fake, quack and charlatans in the name of pastors and churches. It is painful. Painful that after Jesus has bought us with his blood and taught us good doctrine, we still allow ourselves to be carried away and swayed away by false teachings and false prophets. It is painful. I can imagine the pain of St. Paul that after spending his time, even undergoing risks and dangers to preach the gospel, the people allow themselves to be carried away by fake prophets and fake teachings. Beloved, it is painful that after some of us have been groomed by our parents in the Catholic faith, after we would have been groomed by sound Christian doctrine from the beautiful schools some of us attended, somewhere along the line, we allow ourselves to be carried away, to be swayed away. If you do not know the original of a product, the fake one can mislead you. So how do we be on our guard? Beloved, ask questions. If not, be keen, observe, and evaluate. In my opinion, these fake people do not fool us. No, it is we. We just allow ourselves to be fooled because we have many avenues to ask questions and to learn the truth, but we allow ourselves to be swayed and carried away. We make ourselves too gullible. We deny to read and see the danger warnings and danger signs. We have many books. We have many opportunities to know the truth if we want to. I enjoyed a statement someone once made. This is what he said. "I am a proud Catholic, born Catholic, raised Catholic, and will die a Catholic." Are you proud of your faith, beloved? Are you so gullible or weak in faith as to be stolen away? Some of us, after the 2 months crash courses we had in preparation for baptism and First Communion, we have never attended any other doctrine class. Those 2 months are not enough to know the faith. Even as priests, some of us still learn, we still read, because the Catholic faith is too broad to be understood in 2 months. Beloved, remain true and faithful to the teachings you received. Remain true to your faith. Do not give in to the cheap antics and oratory, not even of the seemingly knowledge of Scripture that some of them expose, quoting the Bible left, right, center. Some practices are devilish, all in the name of Christianity and religion. That you are a Christian does not mean you are a fool. Your eyes have not been tied or blindfolded with black cloth. Open your eyes and see. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated, all in the name of seeking God or seeking miracles and faith. How would you even know the difference? How can you help yourself not to be carried away? You must stay glued to the church. Join church groups to learn and grow in knowledge and faith. And beloved, when people join those church groups, seek more God than taking time to become social groups rather than avenues to grow and increase your faith and knowledge of God. Read spiritual books. Go to doctrine. Ask your priest questions. Please ask. Ask questions. We are there. Ask us and we shall provide answers and clear your doubts. Do not seek answers from Facebook. Do not seek answers from the internet. Ask your priests questions and answers will be provided. Saint Boniface, whose feast we celebrate today, remained true to his faith and died for his faith. He was martyred on his way to profess and to preach the doctrine. Let us pray that through his intercession, we may remain true to the faith. Beloved, the faith you have received, remain true to it and die for it. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain on you forever. Amen.